our public affairs program every Sunday at 7 o'clock and then online at WHLC with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
One of the things that is deceptive, and the Fire Chief Ryan Gearhart made this point at the retreat when he was talking about their needs. If you go by the fire department, you see those bright and shiny trucks in the bays, and you say, oh gosh, they're all new. Well, the firemen take great pride, and part of their job is to keep those trucks in top condition. From the outside, that is shiny like a showroom car.
It's never so been nice. Used.
Yeah. Never been used. And the fire chief pointed out that like one of our pumper trucks, one of them was purchased in 2004, the other one in 2006. How long ago was that? And he pointed out, we're talking over 20 years for one, the 2004, and now this year, 20 years for the other truck. And he was making the point, the parts like the pumps, the engines, and things like this, and they need to be reliable. And also there's an expectation among the accrediting agencies that you systematically replace your aging equipment. Here's just an example that the chief gave. One of the pumpers was bought for around $225,000, I believe. It was a deal. But 20 years later, to replace that truck is over $500,000. There's that inflationary pressure that we're talking about that'll be facing the fire department. Right. And we've moved over to a full-time staffing of full-time firefighters. Each shift now that we have has two firefighters on duty. There's a growing need to go to our three-person staffing for each shift. That allows the firefighters to answer multiple calls, and they're getting more and more multiple calls. In other words, they might have a structure fire or some situation that they have to respond to only to get another call during the response that they're already making. They rely on the volunteers to take up the slack, but they're feeling like a three-person staffing is the way to go, especially for the future. So that will require an increase in the fire tax. We're having a public session on March the 31st, that's a Tuesday, and it will start at 5:30 p.m. and go to 6:30. It's going to be at the Highlands Community Building right next to the ball field. There'll be representatives from the fire department, especially the chief. There'll be elected officials and town staff and county officials and staff to answer any questions that residents might have about this proposed increase in the fire tax. The thing I want to emphasize is please come to this meeting. You can come in. They will certainly share with you the proposal, ask questions, voice your support or concerns about the proposed increase. But it's important that we get public feedback. We're advertising in the newspaper. I'm going to put it on Ask Mayor Pat, put out on our website, on our town app. We're putting it here on the radio station. We want people to come to this meeting and hear about the fire tax and give us their feedback.
And on March 11th, you took a little break after that. And then the IT department, you have a network of control systems, critical systems that monitor our water department. So this is coming up. We've got to expand that.
It's interesting that they are so driven by computers, the internet, and software. And the IT department really carries a huge responsibility. They, of course, maintain and operate our website, all the computer equipment within our administrative structure. They have to have the firewalls, the security, which they've been having to really upgrade over the years. And they have to operate the SCADA system for our utilities. The SCADA system is a network that connects all of our water tanks, our sewer system pumps into the departments where they're monitored. That's a critical operation in our utility area. For example, in our water department, our water operators have a central control system with computers where they can monitor the water levels in all of our water tanks. And then they decide how to fill them, how much water to make. That takes a lot of software. And like all of us, sometimes we want to pull our hair out because you get the word, oh, that software is no longer what you have to have. You've got to upgrade, or this system is no longer available, so you have to buy another system. They're making a request for several $1,000s in just upgrading their network and software to operate these critical systems. What was pointed out by Matt Schuller, our IT director and GIS director at the workshop, is that all of our pump stations for water and sewer now have monitoring systems and generators. So if we have a major power outage, those pumps come in to play by the generators operating. Well, all of that has to be controlled by the SCADA system, and the operators have to be able to monitor and make sure they're working. It's mind-boggling to me, extensive network that has to be maintained to keep everything operating. And I will say this, and I've been the mayor for a long time. I remember when Lamar Nix came to the retreat workshop a number of years ago saying, we're vulnerable because we don't have generators in that monitoring system on all these critical pump stations. So we made a commitment to put in the budget to create or install generators at every one of those stations. And now I'm so glad we do, because if we do have a major outage like Hurricane Helene, we still can get the generators going to keep the water and sewer functioning.
More being remotely viewed. The individuals that will be monitoring our water have iPads now that they can make changes on the spot.
That's right. We have a staff member who's an expert mapping out the town. And one of the things Carlton has been doing now for many years, he has a ground radar system. And you'll see him out with a hard hat and a vest, and this, it looks like a lawnmower or something. And he's walking up and down the street. What he's doing, he's taking a radar reading to identify where water and underground power and sewer lines are. And he has it all mostly mapped out. Now, for example, if there's a problem with the water, our water crews have an iPad. They can go back to his site and pull up where they're standing, whether there's a water line or a sewer line there. You've got to have a human being that, okay, we dig this far before we hit the line and we don't want to rupture anything or damage it. But it's a very important tool for the town. And it's an ongoing process of mapping and updating where these water lines, sewer lines, and power lines are located.
Then next up, the Planning and Development Department with Michael Mathis. The short-term rental tracking, and we covered that. How can we possibly track that?
When the short-term rental issue came up, we introduced the new ordinance. We bought a software program that tracked who was doing the short-term renting in the town. We used one system to start with, went over to another software package. We've been using both of them for the last year or so. And Michael came back and said, actually, it's time to just go back to the original one. It provides probably the most comprehensive system for him to use. So that was just a situation where we will probably be saving money by going back to just one system for monitoring the short-term rental situation.
And then there was a light at the end of the tunnel with the Parks and Recreation Department, the Capital Needs, and Lester Norris. Don't tell me. Trucks, and more trucks.
Lester has some routine upgrades and maintenance issues. Like all the departments, he needs a new truck, a replacement. Again, we have trucks in the town fleet that are 20 years old. He will be getting a truck along with a number of other departments will have to just simply be replacing vehicles. These aren't 3 and 4 year old vehicles. We've been driving them for 10, 15, and even 20 years. And it doesn't really matter how far you drive them. If you're using those trucks on a routine basis, after about a decade or so, they begin to age out.
And really, it's the back of the truck. Have you ever been behind one of those? It could be some leaking.
We're dealing with that with a large garbage truck that Lamar pointed out needs to be replaced. I said, well, Lamar, didn't we just buy that truck? I was the mayor. I remember that wasn't that long ago. I'm in kind of a time warp because he pointed out, Mayor, that was 10 years ago. He also pointed out that truck has been going 7 days a week for 10 years. And he said, it isn't like the fire trucks. It isn't just the engine. The back of that truck has to take the garbage, compress it and push it back. And you have all this metal on metal along with the acid type of liquids that are generated from the trash, they do go back and use a welder to try to repair those breaches from time to time. But after a while, it just becomes obvious the way to really address the problem is to acquire a new truck. 10 years ago, I remember, it was a truck that cost about, I think, maybe $205,000, $220,000. Okay, I thought it was a lot then.
Drum roll.
But now, that same truck is going to be somewhere between $320,000 to $340,000. Right. That's really the issue that we're looking at in this budget. And we've increased the garbage fees and try to keep up with replacing the equipment. Same thing with water and sewer. And we are now having to just built in stepped rate increases to keep up with inflation. Almost every department is facing that. Some areas, like in water and sewer, keeping up with those increases to where we build up a reserve that can handle additional equipment needs and replacement. We will be looking, not this year, probably next year, is having to increase property taxes. That's going to be something that I know people will be very interested in. Something you might say just has to give. Do we have a property tax increase, or do we just kind of limp along with what we're doing, or do we cut back on what we're doing? So that conversation, we'll start that this year. Probably next year or so, we'll have to come to a conclusion about how to proceed.
We'll see you next time. We'll talk every Sunday at 7 o'clock and then online at WHLC with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor on April 5th.
Look forward to it.